went to see my physician. He said, you're definitely ill. Then said the nurse, I've seen worse, and the doctor just gave me a pill. Take one of those three times a day, don't ever stop until you're nearly dead or almost better. Keep out of the reach of children. The thing is, there might be some side effects. You mean there probably will. Well, if it's a fact, just come back and I'll give you another pill. On top of that, 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 on top of that. And then he showed me his bill. I popped another pill.
Welcome to When Your Health Matters. Your host is Dr. Richard Huntoon of Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located right here in the Hudson Valley in Newburgh. Dr. Huntoon has been practicing alternative health, utilizing chiropractic and many other alternative health techniques for the past 27 years to support you when your health matters. It's his intention to offer practical advice every week for you to consider and apply in your own life to make your life and the lives of your family and friends healthier and happier. And when you have questions, he'll give you resources to get your health-related questions answered from Doc Rick himself or another expert from the show. Being empowered to make positive health choices before a problem arises is the best way to approach health. And he promises to have information for you every week that will allow you to become proactive and empowered to take control of your health and your life. Doc Rick is grateful you're tuned in today, and your journey will begin after our first commercial break from our generous sponsor.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
I'm here with Bruce Bagan of B&B Pool and Spa Center. We're talking about making home pools and spas green.
As always, it's great speaking with you, Jimmy.
You are the exclusive pool builder that offers the IntelliPool and IntelliSpa.
Jimmy, green is about more than just energy. It's about safety and cleanliness as well.
What makes up an Intelli system?
As far as what's green, it includes a programmable IntelliFlow pump with its built-in shutoff feature that meets New York and New Jersey's requirements for new pools. We use heat pumps that reduce heating costs. We offer solar heating as well. For those people who wish to reduce or eliminate chemicals in the pool, we can install a system that makes their water virtually chemical-free.
Thanks for informing our listeners, Bruce. If you need to contact a pool professional about your pool, call B&B Pool and Spa Center, 787 Chestnut Ridge Road in Chestnut Ridge, and on the web at bbpoolandspa.com, or call 800-594-2137. That's bbpoolandspa.com, 800-594-2137.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network. You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Welcome to this week's show, When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. We are located at 138 Canal Street in Pooler Park, that is in Pooler, Georgia. We are in Suite 404 in Building 400. So when you come into the parking lot off of Canal Street, there's five buildings in front of you. There's two on the left, there's two on the right, there's one in the center. We are the second building on the left, and when you come in the front door, we are the first office on your right. So now you know how to get to the office. If you're not coming to the office but you need to communicate with me, you should give me a phone call. The best way to get a hold of me would be to call my cell phone. It's what I carry with me everywhere I go. It's area code 845-561-2225. Again, 845-561-2225. That is the best way to get a hold of me. I will be the person answering the phone, so don't be surprised when I answer the phone and say, this is Dr. Huntoon, how can I help you? And you're like, you're answering your, yeah, I'm answering my phone because it is my phone. What I would ask you to not do is to text me. So many people text in this world I understand that, but I'm not a texter. I like to communicate directly with people so that I know what the feelings are and what the thoughts are, and we can actually have a conversation instead of taking 3 hours to have a 30-second conversation by texting back and forth, which is what I watch other people do, and I just shake my head. If you do want to text me, text my email address. My email is docrick@spineboy.com. That's docrick@spineboy.com. And it would be my pleasure to help you to better understanding what the concerns that you have regarding your health. This show is called When Your Health Matters. It's up to you to decide when your health is important. I feel it should always be the most important thing in your life, because when you're healthy, when you're in alignment, when you're in balance with your environment, then life is much nicer than when you're not. And it's no fun to have a health issue, especially if it's impacting how you do your life and how you get along with others, and possibly affects your ability to earn a decent income and all that kind of stuff. So, and the person that helps me do all of this every week, he's the man behind the scenes. He's the man that comes up with the topics. He's a giant among men. His name is Mark Sabin. He's an interfaith minister. He's a dad extraordinaire. He's a marketer extraordinaire. He's a Tai Chi expert and teacher. And he's just a warm-hearted individual. He married my wife and I. He was the officiant at our ceremony. And I just appreciate Mark more than he could possibly know. But we want to say welcome, Mark, and welcome to When Your Health Matters.
Well, thank you, Doc Rick. You know, it's so great that every week I get together with you and have these conversations about health. And there's so many different aspects to health that it's important to really appreciate all the different topics and all the different ways that we approach health. Fundamentally, it all comes down to this notion that you mentioned in the opening introduction, which is about balance, bringing back balance into your health. And that can be achieved through a variety of different ways because different things might get out of balance.
Right.
A lot of what we talk about has to do with digestion and your ability to assimilate the food that you eat, eating the proper food. And one of the things that comes along with food that we haven't talked about this in a while, but it has to do with vitamins. And one of the essential vitamins that we want to talk about today is vitamin E. But before we do that, I'd like to get an understanding of what exactly a vitamin is and how it affects your health.
Well, the term vitamin was derived from vitamine. A word is a compound word coined in 1912 by a Polish biochemist, Kazimierz Funk. When working with the Lister Institute of Preventative Medicine, which I find interesting, way back in 1912, they actually had a thing called preventative medicine. Preventative medicine. The name is for vital and amine, meaning life, because it was suggested back in 1912 that an organic micronutrient, food factors that prevent beriberi and perhaps other similar dietary deficiency diseases, might be chemical amines. And this is true of thiamine, which is vitamin B1. But after it was found that other such micronutrients were not in the amine category, the word was shortened to the vitamin in English. So vitamin is a combination of vital and amines.
Uh-huh. I mean, I know that like in the old days of shipping that people would get scurvy from a lack of vitamin C.
Right.
And you would get that from, they would have limes, which eventually led to the
term limeys.
Right, right. So now vitamins, but they naturally occur in food. So why would you need to have any extra vitamins?
Interesting question, Mark. Have you looked at food lately today, Mark? Food has been turned into crap, meaning completely refined and processed. It has been genetically modified. They use toxic chemicals as pesticides that do not wash off. And we are all developing nutritional deficiency diseases, the diseases like heart disease, diabetes, high blood pressure, autoimmune disease, even cancer. All of these, Mark, are due to poor nutrition and now requires us to supplement our diets with necessary whole food supplements and vitamins if you choose to be healthy in an effort to put back what's been stripped out of them in an effort to create a long shelf life food.
Well, I know that, you know, you have talked about before epigenetics, which is that your environment has a profound effect on what goes on with your health. And of course, nutrition is a big part of what our environment is.
Absolutely. So it's interesting because there's a lot of research out there now. There's a lot of headlines out there, and they're talking about genes and how you have hereditary conditions because you share genes, this, that, and the other thing.
Mm-hmm.
And what's interesting is Dr. Bruce Lipton probably 25 years ago developed the understanding of epigenetics. And epigenetics,
right,
as you just mentioned, is the influence of our environment, whether it's the food we eat, the company we keep, the temperature of climate that we're in, storms, no storms, good weather, not good weather, whatever the case is. All of that influences the stress response within a body. And when the stress response is provoked in a particular way, the genetic material is either activated or deactivated. So the epigenetics, which is the environment, influences whether genes turn on or turn off. And once a gene turns on, it may lead to an outcome that is similar to maybe a relative. Why? Because they live in the same environment. They provoke themselves the same way. They eat the same kind of foods. They have the same kind of habits. So if you have the similar habits as your parents and as your grandparents because you learn that behavior from them, and now that turns on a particular gene that promotes a particular health imbalance, it wasn't your genes that created that issue. The genes was the effect. The cause was actually the behavior, was the environment, was the influences within your environment. And so when we have these things, you know, people develop these different deficiencies because of what we've done to our food and bringing it back to vitamins. Why would we need to supplement our diet? Well, it's very simple. Because of what they've done to our food to strip the nutrients out, the part that is going to spoil within a food gets taken away. Well, that's where all the vital amines are. That's where all the live ingredients are that's going to promote health and function within the body. Well, if you take those out, now the food is deficient in that. So yes, you would want to supplement your diet with good, high-quality whole food supplements that are going to put back the ingredients that have been stripped out of the food in the manufacturing process.
Well, the problem becomes, too, when you look at vitamins, that vitamins are now manufactured. So they are also, in a similar way, less than what the vitamins that would be naturally occur in, you know, anything.
Right, because they're chemical isolates. Nature produces everything that is necessary for life. As an example, and we've used this example before, if we took everything that we know about a carrot and we tried to duplicate what nature does by making a man-made from scratch carrot, do you think those two carrots would be identical?
I don't think so.
Do you think they would be nutritionally the same?
I can't imagine they would be.
Right, because we don't have the God ingredient understanding that makes nature do what nature does. And so nature puts everything in the proper ratios, okay, the proper percentages of what is real and what is going to give things function. And then man comes along and tries to improve upon it. So they create some chemical isolates that mimic the chemical formula of whatever the ingredient is that we've isolated within a carrot, if you will. And we try to duplicate that in a chemistry lab. And so we make these chemical synthetic substrates that we would, let's say, call vitamin A, because you get vitamin A from carrots, and vitamin A is good for the eyes and all of that. And so we take a synthetic form of vitamin A, and which we would call beta carotene. Interesting, beta carotene you get from carrots. And we take it in high dosages because we are under the misconception that if a little is good,
more is better.
More must be better. It must be, which is why we've become hoarders and why we've become so irately dysfunctional related to stockpiling money or stockpiling supplies or stockpiling whatever it is that you stockpile, okay? That's not rational. You don't need all of that. You need what you need when you need it. Well, what if we run out? Trust me. We live in a universe that is self-replicating. We're never going to run out of ingredients. They may make us think that we're running out of ingredients, but we'll never run out of ingredients because nature isn't designed to destroy itself. Nature is designed to sustain itself, which means that there's always going to be more. And that includes, you know, the ingredients that nature produces. The challenge is that now that we're genetically modifying things with this wonderful company called Monsanto, we're actually threatening the survival of our species because of what's being done to our food and the effects it's having on us.
I mean, it's interesting that, you know, 200 years ago, Mary Shelley wrote a book called Frankenstein about being able to manufacture life, essentially, by taking the parts that were out of dead bodies, putting them together, and then hooking up some electricity.
Charging them up and...
And then they would be alive. And the problem is that it's not as good as what nature creates.
Right. We got all these TV shows about zombies.
Right.
And it's fascinating because I when I come up here, I stay with one of my two brothers. And both of them watch these zombie shows. And I don't watch the zombie shows. So yeah. I only see them when I'm at their house, and maybe one night out of the week that I'm there, they watch the zombie shows. And so I'm kind of starting to but I'm like, what is people's fascinations with zombies? I mean, we just recently had the end of Game of Thrones, and I never got into it because I don't subscribe to HBO, but I got to see the last episode at my brother's house, and the one dragon guy with the blue eyes or whatever was able to, he's like, he's the devil, he was able to raise the dead and they would become zombies and kill the, and I'm sitting there watching this episode, the last episode of Game of Thrones, and I'm saying to my brother, I said, another show that has zombies in it. What is it with zombies?
What is it with zombies?
So maybe Frankenstein is going to come to life. Who knows?
I don't know. Well, I mean, I brought this up because we were talking about the fact that you're synthetically making these vitamins. But, you know, when you look at what a vitamin does, like let's get back onto vitamin E. What does that vitamin E actually do for your health?
It helps with cellular integrity. Okay, make sure that the cell wall, okay, stays strong, is functional, meaning it allows the things that should get through the cell wall in. It keeps the things that shouldn't get in out. It has a high level of function to make sure that the cell communicates and feeds itself and excretes the things that it needs to excrete. So vitamin E is very, very important for overall cellular health. Now, how does that translate to overall health?
Well, since we're made up of cells.
Since we're made up of roughly 80 quadrillion cells, if all 80 quadrillion cells are all happy and healthy and they've got good borders and they keep out what shouldn't get in and they allow in what should get in so that everything works in a balanced fashion, that's important for life and overall health.
And it would seem to me that in the synthetic vitamins, which are not complete, they're not going to be able to necessarily make that complete cellular health. So
no,
you could be
the other thing about that is, I'm sorry to interrupt, Mark, but the thing that's important to appreciate is if we look at vitamin E, since we're talking about it, you got a series of mixed tocopherols, alpha being one of them, which is how the government grades a vitamin E supplement on the concentration of alpha tocopherol. And if you can synthetically make alpha tocopherol and you put it in high dosages within the vitamin itself, and then the person consumes that high dose of alpha tocopherol, which is part of the antioxidant protective coating on vitamin E, it doesn't have any function, okay? Inside the mixed tocopherols are your lipositols, your xanthine, there's selenium that activates the whole complex because you need a mineral to activate the function of. It's like the gas that makes the vitamin go. And then you got your other E factors, and you got another vitamin that most people have never heard of, which is called vitamin F. And all of these factors together make up the vitamin E complex, and it works as a complex. So when you're taking one isolated fraction of that complex and you're putting it in the body in high dosages, in order to process that high dose fraction, your body needs all the other components. So if you're putting high dosages of one part into the body, and the body's going to find the other components within its storage sites to combine with that high dose of alpha tocopherol, what do you think happens over time? Well, you end up depleting your body of all the other components of vitamin E, which is going to cause cellular damage and cellular mutation, aka cancer, and all sorts of other health issues related to cellular function. You're going to have eye health issues. You're going to have skin health issues. You're going to have nerve health issues. You're going to have heart health issues. I mean, all these different issues as a result of vitamin E. And it's interesting. I remember several years back, they were saying that vitamin E, they just proved that vitamin E doesn't affect your heart health at all. And I laughed when I heard that because I knew what they were using in the study was fake vitamin E. So yeah, if you use fake vitamin E, that's not going to have a healing effect, certainly not a healing effect on the heart. But if they used real vitamin E, which costs more money than fake vitamin E does. So if we're going to save money on the research, because we've been given a grant of $12 billion, so we're going to pocket $6 billion because we're going to use substandard vitamin E. And then we're going to do the experiment the way that we're supposed to. And we found out that every time we used artificial vitamin E, it had a negative effect on the heart. So now we're concluding that vitamin E may be bad for your heart. That's ridiculous.
Well, it does seem that that happens very often. I mean, when I hear the analogy that came to my mind when you were talking about the difference between a whole vitamin and the partial manufactured vitamins would be like if you were an artist, a painter, and you had one color to work with and you were trying to paint all the colors. You couldn't possibly paint all the colors if you only had, say, blue and even one shade of that blue. You would never be able to create a painting that captured.
Yeah, but you could become famous for being the one color artist that would differentiate you from all the other artists.
And
then
you'd make a lot of money.
You'd probably make a lot of money because the rich people would say, you know what? There's not a lot of these in the world. I want to scoop those up. This is the one color artist's original.
Right. But that's, again, we're being facetious here, but the notion that when profit is what's orienting your goals in life, as opposed to the wholeness that we're looking at in terms of when you talk about health, you're trying to treat the entire person, not just a disease. You're not looking at, I'm just going to treat your diabetes. You're
right.
Looking at a person.
You're not an isolated
Correct.
Chemical substrate. You are a whole functioning complex, and you are a complex organism. And yeah, you need to treat the person as a whole complex organism, not just as a disease entity like a diabetes or like a cancer or like a heart disease.
I mean, and even the fact that you treat a particular, like last week we were talking about the gallbladder, you may be treating somebody with a gallbladder issue, but you're treating the whole person. So there's a wholeness to what you have to do in terms of being able to treat, even when you have a health issue that's maybe has been focused on one area of the body in particular, that's where you see the greatest amount of symptoms. In order to treat that person's health, you still have to treat the whole person. You don't just treat the gallbladder.
Correct, because we are body, mind, and spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So as a holistic healthcare provider, I want to make sure that your body functions balanced physically, which influences how you feel mentally, emotionally, okay? And ultimately, we want to make sure that you're also balanced spiritually. So mm-hmm. when you treat somebody holistically, you're going to affect the whole triune being, body, mind, and spirit. And doesn't matter whether you come to me just for the physical, doesn't matter if you come to me just for the mental, doesn't matter if you just come to me for the spiritual, or if you have your own spiritual counselor kind of thing. It doesn't matter to me. It may matter to you. And somebody that can help to oversee and coordinate and help to facilitate balance within that triune being, all of it, body, mind, and spirit mm-hmm. being balanced, that's ultimately what my mission is. That's what my desire is, to help everybody. And depending upon where a person starts, they may be ready for that kind of care, mm-hmm. or we may have to start from the ground up and create a foundation beforehand. And having taken the journey myself, you know, 35 years ago, I was not a healthy person, not even remotely healthy. I was already headed overweight. I'd put on 32 pounds in 8 weeks, my first trimester of college, okay? I was headed for diabetes. I was headed for heart disease. I was headed for all sorts of other conditions, okay? And I, by being poked in the belly by my mom and being told that I'm fat, that put the brakes on all of it, made me reassess what I was doing. And it, you know, it wasn't a nice comment from my mom, but I turned, you know, lemons into lemonade. I took that lemonade and it put me on the path of really understanding what health is and helping people understand what health could be for them. And it's interesting. I haven't been sick, you know, what I would define as a sickness in over 20 years. And it's like, okay, more and more people recently are asking me, can I get in the same boat as you and be in that boat where I don't get sick? I would really like to know what it means not to be sick. And it's, guess what? Those people are motivated, and those mm-hmm. people will get there because they're motivated. But the people who are into the simple, you know, just give me a pill and let me go about my business and let me mask my symptom with some kind of lifelong medication, those people aren't ready for what I would like to offer them.
Well, the thing is that if you do the one medication, even if you think you're only treating the one thing, everything else is being affected as well.
Right. Those are called side effects, and those are the complications of not giving the body exactly what the body needs. And when you give your body a chemical synthetic substrate that they're going to put on a label on a bottle, and they're going to call it vitamin E, and you're taking that, and you're getting, you know, mega dosages of alpha tocopherol, or maybe you get some mixed tocopherols in there, but there's no selenium because the selenium is sold in a separate bottle on a lower part of the shelf, because I see that go on. No. Selenium is the activating mineral that makes vitamin E have function.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're taking vitamin E that doesn't naturally have selenium in it, you're going to experience some expensive urine, and you're definitely going to create a problem over time.
Over time. And it's so interesting that not just the health problems, but you go through these processes and you're going to have emotional issues. There are going to be spiritual issues that happen if you go down the method of just treating the one problem.
Right, because the law of consequences says you're going to have to deal with the consequences of whether you make the right decision or you make the wrong decision.
Absolutely.
It's not a punishment. It's just a natural byproduct of this law.
Cause and effect.
Right. If you exercise a particular cause, you're definitely going to experience the effect. And when you can understand how to exercise the cause in the right way, okay, then you're going to have the kinds of effects that you're looking for. And that's why we in the office are about looking for the cause of a problem and not simply treating the effect for the rest of your life.
And that's why we do this show every week. Well, this is a great conversation, Dr. Rick. We need to take a short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com. When we get back, I want to continue the discussion and focus back on vitamin E and its effect on your health.
Absolutely, but please listen to this commercial from our generous sponsor. You're listening to the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
You've been going to the doctor for years. They order you blood work, give you a pill to cover up your symptom, and send you on your way. The side effects to that medication could not only be dangerous, but life-threatening, and what you don't know can kill you. I'm Dr. Richard Huntoon of the Advanced Alternative Medicine Center for all the latest on improving your health. I'm here to answer any questions and helping you towards a healthier life. Call Advanced Alternative Medicine Center at 561-2225 or go to spineboy.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you're listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located at 138 Canal Street in Pooler Park. That is in Pooler, Georgia. We're in Suite 404 of Building 400. If you want to get a hold of me, the best way to do that, other than walk into the office, would be to call my cell phone, which is area code 845-561-2225. Again, 845-561-2225. Please don't text that phone. It doesn't receive texts, but you can email me at docrick@spineboy.com. That's docrick at spineboy.com, and it would be my pleasure to help you to better understanding what the concerns that you have regarding your health. And today, Mark and I have been talking about vitamins, and an important vitamin for your overall health is vitamin E.
Yeah, and I think you mentioned in the first segment that vitamin E has an antioxidant quality. What are antioxidants and what effect do they have on your health?
Well, antioxidants are what helps to maintain the integrity of the cell itself. Due to stress, due to oxidation, due to scavengers and free radicals, which are what the scavengers are, they will basically attack the integrity of a cell. They will steal hydrogens from the cell, which goes into the functional integrity of how the cell works and the cell wall, etc. And so when you have a lot of free radicals, they will cause cellular damage, which can eventually lead to things like cancer. And so when you have an antioxidant, like a vitamin E or like a vitamin C, what they do is they pick up the free radical and they make it whole, so that there's no free radical creating damage. So it stops the damage associated with free radicals and the oxidative stress and those electron scavengers that are what the free radicals are.
So is oxidation have to do with oxygen?
Oxidation has to do with a byproduct of the metabolic process. And so when you get oxidative stress, it's the resulting metabolic end product associated with the oxygenation process that goes on within the physiology of the cell.
But we need oxygen.
We do need oxygen, but we also have waste products associated with that. It's like we need gas in a car, but you got, you know, the exhaust fumes that come out. Unless you're hanging out with John Zajac and you have a zero emission engine, then, you know, you have to deal with that. And so you got catalytic converters and you got mufflers and all of that. And we're, you know, trying not to have the carbon footprint associated with all these kinds of things going on, because, the all of that is like free radicals associated out in nature and affects the ozone and all of that kind of stuff. Well, we're talking about cellular scavengers within the body itself as a result of the byproduct of normal metabolic processes.
Now, what about, how does vitamin E affect your immune system and your ability to fight infections?
Well, every single one of your cells are supposed to have good quality cell walls, and those cell walls have regulatory mechanisms that allow things in and allows things out and protects the bad stuff from getting in and only allows the good things in. It's proper border control. And so without having proper border control, then things get in that don't belong in. And so vitamin E helps to maintain the integrity of the cell walls of the cells themselves, and it keeps everything balanced and functioning the way that it's supposed to, and it keeps out things that shouldn't get in. That, in conjunction with vitamin C and calcium, those three ingredients together help maintain the integrity of our defense mechanisms and don't allow anything to get in that doesn't belong.
So they're not really part of the fighting something that got in process. They're about preventing it from getting in the first place.
Well, the vitamin E and the calcium prevents things from getting in. If things do get in, the first line of defense is the macrophages that are fueled by vitamin C. So vitamin C helps with the integrity of the immune response, and vitamin E and calcium help with the maintaining, you know, they can't get in.
I see. Now, does vitamin E have an effect on high blood pressure? Is it something that's beneficial for that?
Well, if one has high blood pressure, then you're going to be creating cellular damage in the lining of the walls of those arteries because of the pressure. You're going to stretch those cells. There may be damaged cells within, et cetera. And so vitamin E helps to maintain the integrity and the flexibility of those cells. So, yeah, in an indirect way, having proper amounts of vitamin E and maintaining cellular integrity will prevent the oxidative stress that leads to the depositing of bad cholesterol on the inside of the arteries from happening.
And that happens because of high blood pressure causes the damage to the cells?
And just the high blood pressure is also a symptom of not having proper balance within the digestive system and inside the ingredients that we're actually feeding the body.
And it seems like so many of the health problems, maybe all the health problems, relate to stress.
Yeah, stress is the number one killer. But stress is also, as I've said so eloquently to my accountant, stress is a personal decision. You decide if something stresses you out. Stress itself isn't bad. Your response to stress is bad. If you exercise the right way, that's stress. But if you exercise the right way, what happens?
You get stronger.
You get stronger, right. So that's a good stress.
Right.
If you exercise the wrong way, what happens?
You get sore and injuries.
You get injured. Okay. So that's bad stress, but it's still stress. You eat the right food, what happens?
You're healthy.
You're healthy. You eat the wrong food, you get consequences of the wrong food, which ultimately leads to disease and nutritional deficiency diseases. So stress itself isn't bad. It's your response to the stress which dictates whether it's going to have a negative effect or a positive effect on you.
And this is why you are saying that the proper vitamin E will help you, you know, in the prevention of cholesterol building up, because the cholesterol comes in there to try to repair the damage that's done.
Right. The bad cholesterol is there to repair the damage that's being done from the artificial food elements. So if you eat real food, then that damage doesn't happen, and then you don't need to produce the bad cholesterol in an effort to repair the damage. And so vitamin E, being an essential fat, helps maintain the integrity of the cells and keeps the cells from being damaged.
And we were just talking about essential fat. So vitamin E is an essential fat.
Vitamin E is one of the fat-soluble vitamins that is essential for health. It's not, quote, an essential fat, but it is a component of the essential fats.
It's a component. Well, that's so interesting. So in terms of, like, skin diseases, are skin diseases like eczema and psoriasis, are those related to
those
vitamin E?
Those are definitely related to vitamin E because, again, vitamin E helps to maintain the integrity of the cell itself. And when you're looking at the skin cells with their over generation, that's essentially what eczema is, where you're producing cells at a higher rate. So vitamin E is incorporated into that. And I think if a person has a vitamin E deficiency, that's going to make the situation that much worse.
Now, I think when you're dealing with premature babies and low birth weight, that can be a function of vitamin E.
Can be a function of vitamin E, absolutely. You want to make sure that as a mother-to-be, if you're going to get pregnant, before you get pregnant, it would be important for you to get proper understanding of how healthy you are. Just because a woman gets pregnant doesn't necessarily mean that she's healthy. And now that you have this baby that is feeding off of you, literally, that's going to create more health problems within the mom, which is going to translate to more health problems within the baby. So, vitamin E is important for cellular development, especially if you're trying to grow a human.
So would it be logical to think that because you hear about people who that their premature babies are born, that may be a product of the mother's health not being as good as it might be at the time of pregnancy?
That certainly could be one of the components. I was 6 weeks premature, and
to be pretty healthy.
Yeah, but that's not. I did have a 10 Apgar back in 1965, which is the highest scale that you could have, even though I was 6 weeks early. And it's, moms were different back in the 60s, okay? They were just discovering the importance of not smoking during pregnancy.
Right.
They were discovering the importance of not drinking alcohol while you're pregnant, all of these kinds of things. And so not that my mom was doing those sorts of things, but not to say that she wasn't either. I don't know. I was there, but I wasn't really there. I was becoming me.
Right. Now, I understand that vitamin E also is important in the treatment of diabetes and its complications.
Yes, it is, because diabetes, as we've learned and talked about in past shows, diabetes blood sugar has to do with, repairing and maintaining the integrity of the nerves. The myelin sheath that's associated with the nerves that helps with nerve conduction is fat-soluble and fat-based and vitamin E-based. And so if you don't have enough of that and you are a diabetic and you're not processing your fat appropriately, you'll end up getting diabetic neuropathy. And maybe eventually if that affects your toes or your fingers severely, then you'll have to have those things amputated. And that's certainly not fun.
That's not where you want to go.
No.
Now, I remember in the first segment, you mentioned a vitamin that most people don't know about, and I never knew about it until talking to you about it, which is vitamin F. And that, I think, as I recall, has a relationship to sunburn.
Yes, it does. Vitamin F is the preventative of people who get sunburn. And the way that works is you have natural oils on your skin, and when the skin is exposed to the sun, the sunlight combines with the oils in the skin, and they manufacture vitamin D. And everybody's aware of that, and we all have a whole bunch of people who are vitamin D deficient because we've been lathering up with sunscreens and sunblocks in an effort to, quote, propagate the story that the sun causes cancer, like that makes any sense at all. The thing that is the center of life for our whole universe now all of a sudden is somehow bad and is going to cause us to have cancer. No, it doesn't do that. And I'll be happy to have that conversation at another day because that's going to take a long time. But so when the skin is producing vitamin D, it permeates through the skin into the bloodstream. And in the process of doing that, it picks up calcium. And when it takes the calcium out of the tissues, when the tissues become calcium deficient, that's when you're going to start to get cellular damage and sunburn. Well, vitamin F is the counterbalance to vitamin D. Vitamin D takes calcium to the prom. Vitamin F takes calcium from the prom and brings her back home and puts her back in the tissues. And so when you have sufficient amounts of vitamin F circulating around within your tissues and in your blood, it's going to put calcium into the tissues. And when you maintain enough calcium within the tissues, then the cells don't damage and then you don't get sunburn. Mm-hmm. And so people of the darker complected communities use a thing called shea butter to maintain the health and integrity of their skin. Shea butter is high in vitamin F. And so when you use a high vitamin F product that maintains the integrity of the calcium within the tissues, then all the sun in the world isn't going to cause sunburn.
Interesting.
Sunburn is hypervitaminosis D. It's a response to having low tissue calcium levels and having too much vitamin D, and that'll create sun poisoning or sunstroke or those kinds of things because you got too much vitamin D and not enough calcium in the tissues.
And that's so interesting that you would think that, you know, vitamin D, which gets manufactured by your relationship with the sun, is something that's essential. It's the only vitamin that you manufacture yourself.
And what happens when the sun comes out? What happens in nature?
The leaves are starting
leaves
to grow back.
Guess where vitamin F is found?
In leaves.
Leafy greens is where you'll find vitamin F. And if you want to get easier access to vitamin F, just use butter. Because butter, like shea butter, is high in vitamin F. And, you know, there was a time where I was proving to myself the efficacy of butter, and I would use butter as a sun enhancer, so to speak, and I'd get a nice golden tan, and you know, I would never get sunburned.
And there's so many issues that go around with people who have calcium problems and osteoporosis and things where calcium is obviously a problem in terms of bone.
Right, and we learned from last week's show about the gallbladder. When somebody gets heartburn and indigestion, that's a gallbladder symptom. And what medical doctors do to treat that is they give you an antacid, which blocks your ability to absorb calcium, which leads to weakness in your bones, which causes you to have osteoporosis. So, you know, we got to eat real food.
You know, it reminds me of the old song from the jazz days, the ankle bone's connected to the knee bone, you know. It's everything's connected. Well,
everything is.
It's a great conversation, Doc Rick. We need to take a short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the Alternative Healthcare Network.com. When we get back, I want to talk to you some more about how you can get vitamin E into your diet and in a way that's healthy for you.
Absolutely. But please listen to this commercial from our generous sponsor. You're listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Do you have health concerns? Are you or a loved one struggling with a health condition that has you worried? Worried it might get worse? Worried you will never be able to do the things you love anymore? Worried your life is slowly slipping away? Do you have a chronic pain condition? Do you have a specific health concern? Do you have concerns about your child's health? Do you want to learn about health and wellness? If you said yes to any of these questions, you need to go to spineboy.com. Spineboy.com is your information center for all your health concerns and how to restore and improve your health to its highest level. Spineboy.com has over 1,000 articles on different health concerns. Spineboy.com will inform you about your health concerns and what you can do without all the harmful medications and invasive surgeries. If you would like to restore and improve your health, go to spineboy.com, 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 naturally.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you are listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. We are located at 138 Canal Street in Pooler Park, that is in Pooler, Georgia. We're in suite 404 of building 400. If you want to get a hold of me, the best way to do that would be to walk into the office. But if you want to get a hold of me, you can call my cell phone. That is my cell phone. I will be the one answering the phone, and you'll be able to talk to me directly. That phone number is area code 845-561-2225. Please do not text that phone because it does not receive texts. Again, 845-561-2225. Or you can email me directly at docrick@spineboy.com. That's D-O-C-R-I-C-K @spineboy.com. And it would be my pleasure to help you to better understanding with the concerns you have regarding your health. This show is called When Your Health Matters, and you get to decide when your health becomes important. And then it's my job to help you get back to a place called health and exercise your God-given birthright. And so today, Mark and I have been talking about vitamins and a wonderful vitamin that maintains the integrity of the all the borders in your body. It's the border wall that you naturally have that needs to be very strong and integrous and properly patrolled and maintained so that there's no leakages, nobody's crossing that border and getting into your body that shouldn't be in there, et cetera. And that's our vitamin E.
I remember that people have used like the little capsules of vitamin E and then broken them open, and if they've got a scar or an injury that they want to heal, that they can use that to help rebuild the scar tissue.
Will help to maintain the integrity of that scar going away. Usually when a person gets a scar, there's some trapped emotion within that broken skin area that's mm-hmm. leading to the scar formation. There's certainly some things that we can do to help get rid of that trapped emotion. And once you get rid of the trapped emotion, then the scar will go away in its own. Wheat germ oil and vitamin E oil are those kinds of wheat germ, obviously being high in vitamin E, are good components to help the skin, the cells of the skin heal better.
Can you use those wheat germ oils if you're gluten intolerant?
You can.
So they're not glutinous.
No, they're not glutinous.
because there's a lot of talk now about gluten-free diets and things like that. So
there are. Gluten is pro-inflammatory.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But in the case of helping the cells heal at a skin level, mm-hmm. You're not going to have to worry about that.
Okay. So We've talked about whole food vitamin E. How do you get whole food vitamin E into your diet?
Ideally, by eating high quality whole foods, your nuts, your seeds.
Do they need to be raw when you're eating nuts and seeds?
You don't want to eat any kind that have been roasted, because if they've been roasted, they've been cooked, and then the vitamin E has basically been destroyed because of the heat associated with cooking. So any kind of roasted nut you shouldn't be eating, because you've destroyed all the nutritional value associated with it, other than getting some protein and other than getting some processed sugar.
Oh, the sugar then is considered processed?
Yeah, because it's been roasted and it's been manipulated, so to speak. And so your nuts, your seeds, mm-hmm. your leafy green vegetables, eggs, meats. There's lots of any foods that have high cellular material that still have integrous cells, you're going to get vitamin E from. I mean, vitamin E is next to impossible to become deficient in.
Oh, really? Okay. And yet we seem to have all these problems that relate to vitamin E.
Well, we do, simply because we're not getting the right kind of vitamin E. And so, in essence, these conditions they have a component of a vitamin E deficiency, mm-hmm. but it's also the other components, simply because the foods that we're eating have been stripped of their real ingredients, because those are the ones that actually perish. Mm-hmm. Those are the ones that spoil. Mm-hmm. So we take them out of the food and we create non-perishable foods that have infinite shelf life. And when you eat those that are deficient and stripped of all the ingredients, then you're going to develop nutritional deficiency diseases as a result of that.
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned eggs. If somebody just wants to eat egg whites, would you still get your vitamin E?
No, because you're going to get your vitamin E from the fat portion, the yolk portion. The egg white itself is albumin, mm-hmm. which is pure protein.
Uh-huh. And do you need, if you're an egg eater, do you need to eat both parts of the egg, or can you get enough?
If you want to be healthy, you should eat the whole egg. God created the egg, not fractionated eggs. God mm-hmm. created whole eggs. And so if you want to get the whole benefit, then you should eat the whole egg.
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned wheat germ oil. Can you use that as a supplement to get whole food vitamin E if you need to supplement?
You can, and it's going to have lots of beneficial effects. Reproductive health, mm-hmm. where you're having a lot of turnover within the cells, whether you're a male making sperm or whether mm-hmm. you're a female making the egg, the vitamin mm-hmm. E is very appropriate for all of that. So people who have fertility issues, wheat germ oil
is helpful.
Is important for them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So anybody that's looking to try to have a child might want to consider that as a...
You should definitely talk to me about that. Mm-hmm. Let's figure out what you're deficient in nutritionally that supports your reproductive health so that you can conceive in a normal fashion and not have to come up with about $50,000 in order to do the...
in vitro.
Artificial in mm-hmm. vitro thing.
Mm-hmm. Now, I mean, if you're... Now, in light of that, not only in your reproductive health in terms of getting pregnant, but what about throughout the pregnancy itself?
Yeah, you want to have adequate amounts. This goes back to talking to the mom-to-be long mm-hmm. before she becomes pregnant and making sure that she's got good quality health and good quality reproductive health so mm-hmm. that, you know, this is the little hotel that your baby's going to grow up in, and you want to make sure that that's a high-end hotel, not a dilapidated hourly hotel.
So and what about other supplements? Are there supplements that are specifically beneficial for you if you want to get the right amount of vitamin E in your system?
Yeah, we have a supplement in our office called Cataplex E, which is the whole vitamin E complex. It mm-hmm. has the whole series of mixed tocopherols. It has the selenium, which is the activating mineral. It has the xanthines and the lipositols and the E and the F factors. It's just the whole E complex. And, you know, get people on a good, high-quality Cataplex E supplement, and that will help to benefit everything about their health.
Would that be something everybody needs, or is that something that would be specific to each person?
Well, at the end of the day, it is specific to each person, but in a perfect world, yeah, it would benefit everybody.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you know, I love having these conversations with you, Doc Rick, because we do cover so many different topics, and there's so many different ways that we view health through these conversations. But of course, when we do so, we are really only talking about one topic at a time. And so we are sort of isolating in terms of a conversation, and the conversations are general in nature. But anybody that's listening to the radio show, they have their own specific situation, their own particular health that they're dealing with. And maybe they have health challenges, or maybe they're in good health, but they want to maintain their health. And they're looking for somebody that can help them support that process. So you make yourself available in many, many ways. A lot of information that's available right on your website. You're willing to talk to people on the phone if they want to call you or email you. So I just want one more time today, if you would just let people know how best to reach you and have that conversation and maybe get, you know, focused on how to achieve the best health of their lives.
Best way to do that is to call this little gizmo that's in my hand that's called my cell phone. Best way to get a hold of me is through my cell phone, area code 845-561-2225. Again, 845-561-2225. Call me and we can talk. I'll be the one answering the phone. If you don't want to talk directly, then send me an email at docrick@spineboy.com, docrick@spineboy.com. Stop into the office. Come to a free class. Sign up for my newsletter. Whatever the case happens to be, I want to get you the information that you need to have in order to be healthy. So please reach out and let's have a conversation. That's all we have time for this particular week. I appreciate your listenership and for tuning in. Please get back to us next week, same health time, same health station. This is Dr. Richard Untune from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center saying, I look forward to supporting you when your health matters.
What started out as a headache has become a pain in the butt. What was just an itchy finger now is a swollen foot. Doctor, I've been out of breath, and I've never walked up a hill. Avoid all diet and exercise, I'd rather give you a pill. The thing is, there might be some side effects, you mean there probably will. Well, if it's a fact, just come back and I'll give you another pill. On top of that, 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 on top of that. And then he showed me his bill. I popped a note. another pill. I looked on the internet, checked out a medical site. It said you may not be depressive, but then again you might. If you're worried that you are, then take this simple test.